All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is an honor right now to be sitting here with an Olympic gold medalist, WWE Hall of Famer, decorated champion, actor, one of the all-time greats, the legendary Mr. Kurt Angle. Kurt, thank you for a few minutes. How are you?
Thanks, man. I'm doing really well.
It's an honor to be sitting here next to you today at NJ HorrorCon. What's it like for you today interacting with all these fans?
It's been a lot of fun. It's good to get out there and mingle with the fans and talk to them about different events, you know, movies, wrestling, whatever it is, so many different subjects. But it's cool to see different people from different walks of life come here and do what they love to do, and that's, you know, get autographs from people that they grew up watching.
And glad to see you here. Now, Kurt, you've had phenomenal matches over the years. I loved your tag team matches. I love your single matches with the likes of Rey Mysterio, Eddie Guerrero, Brock Lesnar. The list goes on and on. You've stepped out of the ring, and I believe you're taking more of a behind-the-scenes approach. What's that like for you in this new role?
Right now, it's a little hard to watch. I mean, yeah. You know, when you make the transition from wrestling to retirement, you still want to be out there. So, you know, it's a little difficult, but I've been handling it pretty well, and it keeps me busy.
Oh, yeah. No, and it's perfect for you, man. And I wanted to ask you, you know, we saw you at WrestleMania. I was there. Your retirement match, working with the likes of Baron Corbin. Tell us what it was like working with Baron, and what do you see for the future of Baron and this business?
Baron's a good kid. I think he's going to have a great future. He's obviously king of the ring now.
And
I always knew that he would be really good. I know that Vince McMahon likes him a lot, and I'm happy to see him have the success he's been having.
Awesome. And I want to be respectful of your time, Kurt. Thank you so much. Lastly, we have a lot of indie guys on this show that are trying to make names for themselves. What advice would you have for them, coming from one of the all-time greats?
Well, learn how to bump properly and learn how to sell. Those two things will give you a lot of success, and they will help you to make money, and they will make the business money. If you sell really well, you're going to be a great wrestler.
Love it. Kurt, an honor. Thank you so much for a few minutes. I appreciate your time.
Thank you.